Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good and happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. A lovely day here in the Panhandle, mid-70s, sunny. A nice breeze. It's really nice. Still, Matt Gaetz will still probably win. But, you know, what the fuck. It's Faithless Friday. We're very excited. We got a lot of stories about cross-shaped incursions into our various orifices. And you can join us on the Twitter during the show at Crab Diving. This dog has like, it's like a Tennessee Williams play going on behind me because... Ryan's mom sent over a special treat.
What is that?
It's like a chewy stick, but it's wrapped in some like gross bacony, chickeny, bacony stuff. But then there's also like a turducken. There's a third level to it.
That's hilarious.
There's some other like beefy shit wrapped around the middle of it.
A little turducken there.
And she got a whiff of it, and she's been going nutballs.
Jeez.
So,
that's some crazy shit.
I'm going to try to deploy the Kong first and see if she might turn up her pointy little nose at
Maybe she's not into it.
So only one dog today.
Yes.
After yesterday's show.
Oh, yeah,
you check our Twitter if you want to. I put up the movie of what was going on under my feet.
We should have put a GoPro on each dog.
Oh, yeah. Put it on Twitch. Let it stream live.
I don't know.
Kenobi Cam.
I don't know if Shelby would put up with
that. He probably couldn't use his name.
Why?
Don't you think Kenobi is...
Well, I mean, it's his name. If it's... I mean...
Right.
How's that any different than say, well, my name's
but
Bill?
But Kenobi's a very... I don't think
Kenobi
there were a lot of...
Kenobi a Japanese last name?
I don't think there were a lot of Kenobis out there.
It might be a Japanese last name.
Oh, it could be.
I mean, sounds like it, doesn't it?
Okay, I'm going to deploy the Kong.
It works, Shelby.
The plaintiff crying. Oh, she's into the Kong type.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling she's going to finish that, and she's going to be like, motherfucker, give me that other
nasty
thing.
Nasty treat up there.
Join us. I said that already at Twitter. We'll check our Twitter during the show. And thank you ever so much for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Yay.
Just helps us out here getting to be near sparkle season.
That's right, Pat.
I'm going to whip out the promo after after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The
Kirk Cameron thing.
The Kirk Cameron.
It's sparkle season.
Mocking, yeah.
Everybody.
Hey, everybody, it's sparkle season.
You know, what a bizarre career path, huh?
Who, me? Yes.
Yes.
Or Kirk Cameron, do you mean?
Kirk Cameron. Ah, what the fuck?
Let's see what's going on this Faithless Friday in the old headliner-onies, and then we'll talk about other shit. Oh, God, man. The HuffPo must still be having those meetings where they sit around and... You okay?
Oh.
The HuffPo must still be having those meetings where they sit around to try to decide what the craziest pun they can figure out.
Oh, God, I hate this
for
shit.
The headline is...
This is the lowest form of humor, a pun, but let's hear
not
it.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
But, the story is about, it's a picture of, I think that's Mastriano with a whole bunch of creepy religious bullshit behind him. And then it says, the far right prophets, in quotes, of the GOP's theocratic future.
Oh.
But before that, it says, whack Sabbath.
I saw that. You know what? I like that one. To be honest, I saw that, and this is on...
You like that one on the HuffPo?
Yeah, yeah. Facebook.com/crabdiving. I put that one up. And I like that pun. I thought it was clever. They're usually not clever or interesting. This is clever. It's the Sabbath, and it's also Black Sabbath.
That one's not bad, I guess.
It's not bad for them, but the bar is low, because usually it is bad, and it's stupid. But this is okay. I mean, you know. It's the HuffPo. They did good.
One of the first things, I guess if you're of a certain generation... One of the first things you learn when you're playing guitar.
Yes.
Is that which kicks in eventually here.
Yeah.
The bass, of course. There you go.
Shelby likes that song so much. Do you like Iron Man, buddy?
Yeah, she's ready to kill us both to get
this thing.
This treat.
What is it again? Oh, there it is. That thing. Just calm down.
Well, and it's not gonna. These don't last very long. There you go.
Ooh, she likes that. Okay, run. Jeez, like goodbye.
Bye bye. Doug. It says a shocking weekend with the supporters of the nominee for governor, full of swords, demons, and wild prophecies. Shows the theocratic future of the GOP. Well, this is perfect for Faithless Friday.
Nine.
Pennsylvania, Dateline, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Lifegate Church is nestled in a wooded area of Elizabethtown, 6 miles from the Three Mile Island nuclear plant. Oh, well, maybe that explains some. That partially melted down in 1979, almost rendering this pretty ranch of central Pennsylvania along the Susquehanna River a radioactive wasteland.
Oh, my God.
The church was formed in 2010, and now a half acre of trees behind the building lay on their sides, cut down to make room for an expansion that will include a new youth center.
Jeez.
Uh-oh.
Jeez.
God. Remember, girls, the Lord loves you.
Be careful in those church youth
Jesus
center, guys.
Jesus wants me to lay hands on your chest, your budding chests.
Let's find somewhere else for everyone to go. Maybe. I mean, geez.
As a blah, 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 an overcast Sunday morning last month, about 80 congregants pulled into the parking lot underneath brilliant orange and yellow foliage. Okay, blah, blah, blah. This is the reporter writing. I also pulled into the parking lot, glancing in the rearview mirror to see a car pulling in behind me with a sticker on its front windshield declaring, CRT Marxism sucks. That's on the front windshield.
Critical race theory sucks. Marxism sucks. What else sucks? Evolution sucks, right?
Decency, kindness.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're the worst.
I was welcomed by Pastor Don Lamb, a tall, gray, mustachioed man who had recently recovered from a heart attack. He collapsed in a nearby diner and technically died, he told me, but people rushed to his aid and performed a miracle resuscitating him.
Jeebus was in the house, apparently.
He made it clear before I arrived at Lifegate that he was wary of journalists like me, but that the church would stand by its promise to welcome anybody for Sunday service.
Now fuck off, spreader. Don't breathe on me, motherfucker. You're worried about me? We are all worried about you.
I mean, this is really scary. I took my place in the rows of adjoined chairs as a full band. Keyboardist, guitar player, bass player, drummer started to play worship songs. The congregants rose to their feet, some with palms facing upward, with their eyes closed, singing. Lamb then introduced a visitor to the day's service. Oh.
Ooh.
Calvin Griner, a middle-aged white man from over in Lititz?
Lit tits.
Light tits. L-I-T-I-T-Z.
Light tits.
Light tits. Light tits is what I'm choosing to call this town. In Pennsylvania. This guy receives prophetic visions from God.
Oh, Mr. Light Tits. Lovely to have you here. Prophet Light Tits.
Oh,
then.
My God. Griner walked to the front of the room carrying a long sword and grabbed hold of the microphone. I was instructed years and years ago to make a sword and put on it specific words, he said.
Okay.
He recited the sword's inscription. Quote, anointed and appointed, worship, warfare, prayer, yeah, intercession by the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. The other side says, the Lord of the Lord. My name's not on here. It's the sword of the Lord, the sword of the Spirit.
Don't stab anybody if you could.
So this guy's going from like Ren Fairs.
Yes.
Where he probably wasn't making all that much money.
Right.
Throw some Jesus woo bullshit into it. And now he's probably got a huge spread.
I mean, this is fucking insane, man. A sword? Who makes the sword? Who made the sword? Who makes swords?
This guy.
Where do you get a sword? I need to see the farrier right away. I had a vision from Jeebus.
He explained how God recently told him to retrieve the sword from Mastriano's office, take it to Philadelphia, where a pastor at a church blessed it, and then to the nation's capital. God said, after Philly, this must go to D.C. This must go to my capital in D.C. from Harrisburg.
Listen.
He recalled his voice breaking.
Well, don't riot in the capital with it. That's a sword. That's very dangerous.
I guess I didn't read the stage directions. I would have done it differently.
What do you mean?
He said, this must go to my capital in D.C. from Harrisburg, his voice breaking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're crying? This is very emotional.
He invited a couple other men to join him at the front of the church. They laid their hands upon the sword. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, ooh, please.
Buffett more.
Squirt, squirt, squirt.
They began to pray as the guitarist strummed a soft melody.
This is fucking...
Oh, nuts. Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you and pray to you that you gave us this sword to blind the powers of Satan and cast it out. As this sword moves to Washington, I pray by the powers of the Holy Spirit you will send your angels in and around that building, Lord, and you will touch the Almighty... What? You will touch the mighty angel of God and find the power of Satan in Washington and run him out of town, Lord!
Nine! What the fuck?
Meanwhile, they're...
This is fucking crazy. Imagine, and this journalist is there just on this particular day watching this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, man, I got to tell you, if I'm watching some service and all of a sudden somebody gets up on stage and whips out a broadsword, I immediately am looking for the exits, and I'm concerned for my safety. Are they going to sacrifice somebody with that shit? Would you be surprised?
The guitarist continued playing. Griner closed the prayers by exclaiming, "So let God arise, let his enemies scatter, let those who hate God flee right now."
Listen, I don't know about the hating God part. You're just making me nervous with the sword. I don't want to have to flee, but if you start swinging, I guess.
And then the big pastor.
Yes.
Oh my God, there's a picture of
me. I tell you, if you're the type of evangelical that in your act you whip out a sword, I think we should have somebody that watches you with a taser just in case.
You can even hit the sword with the taser. Get him anyway.
Oh yeah, that's true. Science.
Then the lead pastor Lamb gets up and says, "We welcome you all to Lifegate.
Lifegate,
the church in the country that's trying to affect the country. We truly believe that God has called the church to be more than a house of offerings, a house of sermons, a house of hymnals. This will be a house of activating people to be engaged in the world we live in."
Wait a second. This is, you know how people always bitch about these, what are they called? These mosques that are very radical and the extremist kind of thing.
Sure.
Well, I mean, what is the difference in
there's
that?
There's none. It's a different language.
I mean, this is extremism, man. I mean, and it's over. This is crazy shit. These people have guns, too. I mean, I assume, right?
Oh, sure. Ugh. Sure, lots of them. But this is all for Doug Mastriano. This is his magic sword.
Well, God, I mean, I hope the
Do we have a magic sword?
Early on a Friday morning last month in Mannheim, Pennsylvania, small town in the farmland of Lancaster County.
Yes.
A few thousand people. Oh, almost all white, most middle-aged.
Yeah.
Entered the Spooky Nook Sports Complex.
What? The Spooky Nook.
Laying their coats down on white folding chairs as a band on stage broke into song.
Jeez.
The band sang, Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. My God, that is who you are. I don't know that song.
Here's my battle axe.
They wore t-shirts emblazoned with slogans like, Jesus is my savior, Trump is my president.
Oh, perfect. Boy, boy.
Oh, and here's one in all caps. Fauci lied.
Right. Good one. God. This isn't Christian nationalism. I just want to explain that right
now. Pastor Dave Scarlett took the stage. This is a different event. Flanked by a half a dozen people holding shofars.
What?
These are the ram's horns.
What the fuck?
What is going on with these Christians?
Are you trying to summon something through a portal? Are you reenacting one of the last scenes in Ghostbusters? Who's the keymaster? Do we even have a keymaster present?
It says here, in recent years, the far right has appropriated the instrument for its battle cry, a way of commencing spiritual warfare.
Why? Why? Shofars
were seen frequently during the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
Is that why that motherfucker had horns on?
Well, maybe there were twin shofars.
My
head.
Yes. Isn't that kind of a pagan thing, though?
It's all crazy.
I don't know.
It's Jewish. The shofar.
Yeah, don't tell them that. They won't like that at all. That's going to bother them. They're very anti-Semitic.
Let's go to war, the pastor told the crowd. The shofar is sounding off seven times. Now I know what the event is. So began the 17th stop of the Reawaken America Tour.
Oh, my God. Give it up for Jim Brewer, everybody. Hey.
Bah. Attendees were told by speaker after speaker that they, the true, real Americans, are under attack on all fronts.
Nice.
And their salvation lies in seizing political and cultural institutions to pave the way for the second coming of their Jesus.
Seize me for the second coming.
Many speakers claim they have a direct line to God.
Right.
One guy named Bo Polny describes himself as an experienced cycles timing analyst.
What the shit?
In quote, gold, silver, and cryptocurrency.
Okay.
Who uses prayer and prophetic dreams to forecast the markets.
Oh, you're getting paid, you motherfucker.
My fucking gosh.
What a whore. What's going on there? There's something going on there that's about money, I think. There's a profit. Profit and profit.
Holy shit.
He's got both profits covered.
This is that Seven Mountains bullshit. This story goes on to describe this Seven Mountains.
So
there you go. But this is a lot of these assholes that are going on this Reawaken America tour, like Doug Mastriano.
Yeah. Yeah.
one prophet named Julie Green.
Right.
Her prophecies, it says here, are reliably pro-Trump.
Okay.
Sometimes they're violent, like her prophecy that God, any minute now, is going to strike down Democratic politicians for their planned pandemic, shortages, inflation mandates, and for stealing an election.
I mean, do you think, Mastriano does this Reawaken America tour because it's a cheaper way to get his name out there? Like, if he's just piggybacking on this tour, he doesn't have to pay for all this. Like, he doesn't have to pay for this event because the Reawaken tour
maybe.
Is.
Yeah, it's already organized.
And maybe he's getting paid to be there.
He can't. I don't know what money he's running he can take.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe he could do. I don't know if he can do speaking tours and shit while you're running.
But it might be cheaper.
Julie Green, prophet, also... says that Nancy Pelosi, quote, loves to drink little children's blood.
No.
And the federal government is performing human sacrifices.
Right. Where did you see that about Pelosi? In some magazine? 5 interesting facts about the speaker. Loves to sip on fucking
guess who hangs out with this prophet, Tess?
Who?
Doug Mastriano.
9! Oh, look at my friends.
Once inviting her to give a prayer at one of his campaign rallies.
Oh, that's fun. I got a prophetess doing a prayer. That's not weird.
At the Patriots Arise conference in Gettysburg, where he probably doesn't like Gettysburg, does he?
Didn't
things go poorly for them in Gettysburg?
That's right, Pat. They didn't like that one.
At the Patriots Arise conference in Gettysburg, where Mastriano... Oh, that's where he accepted his sword in the first place.
Oh, yes. How?
She delivered another prophecy. Yes, Doug, I am here for you, and I have not forsaken you, she said, God speaking through her.
Yes.
The time has come for their great fall, for the great steel to be overturned. Keep your faith in me.
Let me give you my flesh saber,
the Lord said through her.
That's right. Well, she's a prophet. Oof. That's what they do. Do you think they do the Gettysburg battle when they reenact it but end it differently?
Yeah, right. We pretend that
pretend?
Yeah, that's true.
Fuck you.
We've actually worked it out, and we think they somehow cheated.
Right. Sad.
There's no way those northern pussies could have beat our our beautiful lads from the south. That's the headline. It's a big, really long, in-depth informational piece over... some of these pictures, the shit these people wear to these rallies.
Yeah.
Good Christ.
Let me see.
Oh, and here's a table where you can buy merch, and you could buy, like, what are these? Flags, I guess, or something? Oh, it's the American flag, but the blue field,
that
instead
is
of being 50 stars,
so
is
stupid.
50 handguns.
Yay!
And the stripes are made up of rifles, ARs, and shotguns and shit, all lying next to each other, red and white ones.
Who buys this? And Christmas is coming up, everybody.
Make America Great Again. One says, Make America Great with an exclamation point, and it has it has Trump's signature on the bill.
No Nazi flags.
Another one says, Ultra MAGA. Here's a white one that says Q, WWG1, WGA, and there's some Let's Go Brandon stocking cap.
Can I get a Let's Go Brandon chauffeur?
A chauffeur?
Chauffeur, excuse me.
Chauffeur.
I want a chauffeur with Let's Go Brandon stenciled on the side.
A driver?
No, I want a chauffeur. I blow it 7 times while Nancy Pelosi drinks blood to little children.
Good job, HuffPo. You can listen to our show for the past 5 years on Faithless Friday and put this piece together.
You know, where is Mastriano from? Where did he come from, though? From what rock? Where did this fucknut appear?
I don't really know, to be honest with you. I don't know.
Jeez. I mean, there was a world before this guy. Ugh. Can we go back to that?
Retired military officer. Was in the Pennsylvania Senate.
Okay. Jeez. Their Senate's been crazy, though, right? They have crazy Republicans in Pennsylvania.
He was for 32 years in the Army. Made it to colonel.
Yeah.
Ran for Congress in Pennsylvania. Finished 4th in the primary.
Right.
He then won the state Senate seat the following year in a special election. He announced his gubernatorial campaign this year and won the Republican nomination with 44% of the vote.
Oh,
he's facing Josh Shapiro.
Right.
He's a prominent figure in fundamentalist Christian nationalism.
Yay!
And has called the separation of church and state a myth. He has made social media posts referencing QAnon and spoken at events that promote QAnon and 9/11 conspiracy theory.
Somehow the system made this guy a possibility for governor of a state.
He attended Trump's rally on the 6th And was seen on video passing through the Capitol Police barriers after they had been breached.
Excuse me.
Says he never went in the building.
What are you reading? What are you reading there?
The Wikipedia.
Rally? Somebody changed that. It wasn't a rally. It was a riot. Wait, Trump's rally on the 6th.
Oh,
Trump's
riot
on the 6th. That's fake fucking news.
It started out as a rally.
It's a riot.
Born in New Brunswick, New Jersey, blah, blah, blah. High school, graduated in 82. Member of the Boy Scouts of America, obtained Eagle Scout.
What made you so fucked up, Doug? What was the moment where you decided to be a... Who is a...
He said he did not grow up in a strong Christian family, but was led to... embrace religion by an on-fire youth pastor.
Oh, God
damn
it. See,
people keep your kids away from these motherfuckers. There was one, when I lived in a little tiny town of Baraboo, there was a youth pastor there of I forget which church, but all the Catholic kids were like going to this youth pastor's events and everything, and the Catholic parents are getting freaked out.
Yeah, because it was not a Catholic.
He was the nicest guy on the planet. I knew him. And he was a really nice guy and everything, but, you know, I don't know.
I'm not excited to... This is a whole youth pastor. I just don't understand the whole youth pastor thing, why anybody would want to do that. And if you're listening and you do that, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a dick about it, but it's just... I don't know.
So look, it happened to Mastriano.
Yeah.
Parents were probably wishy-washy, you know, Catholics or something.
Yeah.
Not a strong Christian family, he says. But he embraced religion from an on-fire youth pastor after being invited to a youth group called The Way.
You know, oh, God. See, that's where you need to be nervous when you see things like that, like The Way. That's very hip. You know... It sounds like a very hip kind of Christian thing, means bizarre.
Bachelor's in history.
Okay.
From Eastern College. He was in the ROTC there. He received a master's degree in strategic intelligence.
Strategery.
From the Joint Intelligence College in 92.
Woo!
He also has a master's degree in air power theory.
Air power theory. Like air fryers? That's
how
what
can so,
that
it
is.
It sounds like he's got a couple of brain cells to rub together. How the fuck do you get so Jesus-y?
Because he's radicalized or some shit like that.
Wait, he's got another master's degree in military operational art and science.
Ooh. Damn. What does that even mean?
From the Air University School of Advanced Air and Space Studies. Oh, he's got a fourth one. A master's degree in strategic studies from the U.S. Army War College.
What happened to you, motherfucker? What happened to this guy? He's an ideologue, that's what it is.
While a major at Air University, he wrote a thesis titled The Civilian Putsch of 2018, Debunking the Myth of a Civil Military Leadership Rift. What? In the thesis, he writes that from the perspective of a military colonel like himself, who is forced to hide out in a cave... because a politically correct leader has taken over America and killed millions. Now,
what the fuck?
One might look, hopefully somebody up higher than them would say, oh, Major, this is a very interesting thesis you've written.
Right.
Enjoy your retirement.
Yes, this is some weird fuck.
Well, thank you for your service.
I think people don't read anything unless they absolutely fucking have to. I think that's the issue there. And also, too, why do we think he would be strange in the military? He very well might not be. He might be surrounded by people there that feel similarly. You know what I mean?
What was he doing in the military? He didn't have any time. He's picking up all these master's degrees.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying maybe he's surrounded by officers or something that feel the way he does. I mean, maybe it's Christian nationalism.
During his 2022 run for governor of Pennsylvania, formal complaints were made to the University of New Brunswick about potential academic fraud contained in his book published about Alvin York.
Okay.
His book on York was heavily based on his PhD thesis, and this eventually prompted the University of New Brunswick to launch an investigation into his PhD work.
Yes.
The complaint cited 213 allegations of potential academic misconduct contained in his thesis.
Potential academic misconduct.
Probably plagiarism, I would think. Yeah. Regarding the incident, one of the professors who was listed on the dissertation said, Mastriano was awarded a PhD on very shaky grounds. He said Mastriano's work was dishonest and sloppy.
No shit.
And indifferent to facts that contradicted his claims.
Fuck. Jeez. Well, let's have him be governor then. That would be good.
James Gregory, an educator and history PhD candidate, has found more than 150 problems with Mastriano's doctoral thesis and said it amounts to academic fraud.
Right. So,
The school will not comment on the investigation in order to refrain from interfering in American politics. It says.
Wait. What? Did no one grade his shit? Did no one read the shit he turned in?
Who knows what's going
maybe
on?
Maybe this is the time we start looking into this. I mean, is anyone reading these theses that people write? No one reads this shit. Here you go. How many pages do you have in that, Doug? Sounds good. I'm not reading that. I don't give a fuck. Here's your doctoral. Leave me the fuck alone. Is that what goes on? That's what it sounds like.
Oh, this isn't scary at all. He ended his military career as a faculty instructor.
Hell yes.
So you've got a Christo loon who makes shit up and lied on his thesis.
Yes.
And is obviously impervious to facts. Now teaching at the Department of Military Strategy.
We don't think, though, that there's like little clusters of right-wing Christian nationalists in our military. For sure. In the police force? Oh, yes. What about those cops that had the crosses on the sides of their fucking patrol cars?
He is virulently opposed to legalizing cannabis, saying cannabis, quote, causes an increase in violence,
cannabis
mental
does?
Illness, and driving under the influence.
What?
Ending its prohibition is madness and stupid. In regards to California and Colorado legalizing it, he said that all they've done is destroy their society, turn their states into rat holes and third world backwashes. Oy. Oh, yeah. California, by the way, recently vaulted to fourth place in the world economy if it was on its own.
But what about all those rats, Pat?
It used to be fifth. Recently,
now it's fourth.
If it was on its own, the GDP of California would be the fourth largest in the world.
See, now, if you're in charge of a state
economy,
another state, people should be calling up Gavin and say, hey, what are you doing? I'll do it. How are you making so much money?
Tax the fuck out of the big businesses that somehow don't leave.
Right.
That's a big threat, right? If you tax Elon 5% more, he's going to leave and go to some other country.
Please, someone take this
fuck.
They're
going to take all their jobs and nobody's going to have anything here anymore.
Woo.
That is bullshit.
God. Well, that's fear, right? That's how they roll. They roll on fear. Oh, it's the crime. Oh, the brown people are coming from other countries in caravans to take your job and your white daughters. Boo!
As a senator in the Republican state Senate in Pennsylvania, he was banned from attending closed-door meetings because he was sharing information that was meant to be confidential. Even his own Republicans hate him.
He's not trustworthy, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. This is what Mitch McConnell meant when he said that these candidates are low quality. This is a low quality candidate, don't you think?
In July 2022, after a string of mass shootings, he introduced legislation that would arm teachers and staff inside schools.
Oh, good. That's good. Trump wanted to do that, too. Right. All these teachers.
And then there's four paragraphs on his efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
I'm just
something to do with Rudy, too.
I'm thinking about the teachers I've had over the years when I was in school and what it would be like if I had a nice kindergarten.
Josh Shapiro, everybody. Yeah. Sweet Jesus.
I know. I'm thinking about my first grade teacher, Miss Shirley. Such a nice lady. But but now she has a pistol on her hip walking around,
I guess,
just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Don't fuck with me, motherfuckers!
I mean, what is she supposed to do? Like, because these school shootings, right, they just happen.
Yeah.
So is she supposed to have one in the chamber?
Well, yeah. You have it ready.
But you want to be sure that I don't know, that you don't shoot somebody else.
Do you?
I don't know. Anyway.
America.
Drudge Report, headline, midterm final sprint, it says.
Rate 'em.
Oh, this is fun. A wide and bipartisan majority of Americans. Oh, we all agree on something.
Okay, what would that be?
9 out of 10 Americans, almost 88%, are concerned about politically motivated violence.
Fuck yes, of course. Listen, here's what I'm worried about. That guy is going to show up at a voting station with that fucking broadsword and start swinging. Right. The Republicans are making us nervous. Yes.
Protecting the drop bags.
What the fuck? Of course. Yes. These radicalized people that are not embarrassed to call themselves Christian nationalists and run around with guns. God, we even forgot during the pandemic. These fucking Republicans showing up at, was it Michigan, armed? Just pissed off? That's political violence. They just wanted you to wear a mask and you wanted to shoot people.
Faithless Friday.
These people are out of control, man.
This is from Right Wing Watch.
Yes.
This is the, oh, in fact, this is the aforementioned prophet, Julie Green.
Yes.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us our country back. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for bringing our rightful president back. Father God, protect him.
Shut the
fuck. Father God, protect him.
Oh my God.
And also give him, Father God, let him know that he's not alone. That he hasn't been abandoned by you or any of us.
Hi, this is Father God. I can't come to the phone right
now.
Let him
feel your presence, Father God.
Oh, yeah?
Let our rightful president take his place back where it rightfully belongs to him.
So, but to 23 seconds earlier, you just said thank you for reinstating our president.
Yeah,
but now you're saying, please put him back. Please put him back, Lord.
You know, sometimes these evangelicals, I've heard this over the years too, growing up, and they'll say, like, this person's Father God. They're like, Father God, Lord God, Lord God. I've heard that one. Sometimes just God, but a lot of times it's like, Lord God. Father God, that's pretty cool. Father God.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, by intercession with supplication, we pray over the United States of America and over this election. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Sare Alakor, El Elamakashte, by faith we take hold of this nation.
Cicada
la moshteata.
Cicada.
I'm sorry.
Cicada.
I fucked that one up. Play the last tongue part.
This is Terry Copeland Pearson's, by the way.
Who is this?
I don't know. Some asshole. Never. But the whole big church full of dumb white people.
Chloe,
oh, this is her Wednesday night service. This is the middle of the week service.
No, we're seeing the B team then.
And she is down on her hands and knees on the stage.
Jesus.
With her face down.
Come on.
Hold of this nation. Cicada la moshtiata.
Cicada moshtiata.
Did you say she was speaking tongues, face down, ass up?
By faith, we take hold of this nation. We push back darkness. We push back darkness. We push back darkness. We push back darkness. Darkness, you can't have our people. You can't have our nation. You can't have our election. You can't have our White House. You can't have our Capitol. You can't have our governors. You can't have them. You can't have them.
Oh, I thought she was going to run out and go into tongues.
La, ding, 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 ding. No.
Cicada.
You know, these productions, typically where people speak in tongues, they're very involved, and they seem like it seems like there's light cues and there's sound cues. How do you know? Yeah. Well, okay, but how do you know when to call certain cues if you're listening for like shabooba da dee bee dee bee?
Well, you show up for rehearsal.
Shabooba da dee bee dee bee. Light cue, what, standby.
Yeah, if I say cicada.
No, I said cicada. It's shabooby booby. You're supposed to do that. That's when the fire goes off. The pyrotechnics.
We, the people, praying to God for deliverance from the errors of the left, need to like restore you. The country, and we have the means to do it. Heavenly Father, please instill in us the courage to turn out to the polls, to elect godly people, and instill in the leaders whom we elect.
Elect godly people.
Yeah. No. I'm not answering your prayers. You're a fuckhead.
Instill in the leaders whom we elect the courage to make change. Courage often seems to be, Lord, what is most missing and most needed. Mm. But let us draw on your strength and remember you in everything that we do in order that our government can be returned to the people.
Quit being a bitch.
Government can be returned to the white people.
That's what Jesus would say. Quit being a bitch. Shut the fuck up. Leave me alone. Get a life. Ugh. Disgusting. Right?
Oh, yeah, these people.
Jesus would be like, loathsome. Fuck off, man. Get
and the
a
thing
hobby.
Is, and the thing is, there, it's like, if you piss in a jar and put it in the sun and it starts evaporating and it gets yellower and yellower as the urine concentrates more.
Yes, yes.
As it evaporates, that's what's happening to Christianity, to these loonies in this country, is they're shrinking in numbers
because
young people are like, y'all are crazy.
Yeah, they're shrinking.
And but the ones that are left are nuttier and nutty.
Oh, yeah. Well, those are the holdouts. Those are the holdouts.
I mean, the snake wavers are looking at people like, man, you all are crazy.
And I'm looking at the snake wavers like, don't drop that inside here. We get the fuck out of here.
Like, this shit is crazy. Is this nuts, what's always
man.
Going on at these events?
I don't
Stuff
know.
Stuff like this, swords waving
and
shofars and all this shit.
Well, I think there's always been theatricality.
Right.
But I think what is new maybe is this shit showing up at Republican events.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess Reawaken America isn't. That's a political event, though, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. But a lot of politicians show up.
Which Democrats?
What's up?
Who shows up there? At the Reawaken America tour, are you more likely to see, say, a Republican candidate or a Democratic candidate?
Which state?
The state of confusion.
West Virginia, Manchin might walk, show up.
Oh, God, I didn't think of cinema.
Even Manchin would.
But these are Republicans, you know. These are crazy people.
Oh, this is so gross.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a protector. So God made a fighter.
Okay.
Ron DeSantis. This is an ad for Ron DeSantis.
There are so many of these DeSantis yard signs.
God made a fighter.
Jesus Christ. Is this about DeSantis?
Yes, this is an ad.
And on the eighth day.
A fighter?
God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a protector. So God made a fighter. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, kiss his family goodbye, travel thousands of miles for no other reason than to serve the people, to save their jobs, their livelihoods, their liberty, their happiness.
Man, they really worked hard to find pictures of him with black people.
I know. I don't understand our country's. Why are you? Please don't elect Ron DeSantis.
Oh,
I don't
know how else to
say that. You don't understand. You don't
poll
understand.
Poll that's for some reason, while all this other stuff is telling us that Charlie Crist is going to get his ass kicked, there was another poll that shows him tied. I don't know. And I've seen other tweets that any other time I would say, God, these might be a little tinfoil hat-ish, but they say, you know, that the media is all owned by Republicans.
Yeah, yeah.
And all owned by gazillionaires.
Yes.
And that, you know, they may be skewing the polls, or they may be just putting the polls
lying.
Out there.
They're lying about...
And they said they've done it the last two elections.
What about
when
Matt
they try
Gaetz?
To put out, look how close it is,
yes.
So that when they lose, they can squeal fraud.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you think Matt Gaetz will lose?
No.
Okay.
Not here. Be nice.
Yeah.
There'll be large celebrations here.
Oh,
crab
yes.
diving. Faithless Friday, y'all. Thanks
Hi,
for listening.
Jesus.
Thanks for joining. Buying
right.
shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
That's right.
This is, I guess, sad news, depending on your perspective.
Right.
If you're a big MyPillow fan, you're probably not real happy.
Oh, no.
About this. This is from, are you going to hit me with a fucking, no, this is Politico.
Okay.
Federal judge today, or yesterday, I should say, sharply rejected an effort by Mike Lindell, MyPillow CEO, to reclaim the cell phone that was seized from him at the Hardee's drive-thru, if I recall. Was it Hardee's?
Yes, absolutely.
Drive-thru.
And I believe he was ordering a meat mountain with curly fries.
U.S. District Court judge ruled that the Justice Department had easily justified the seizure
yes.
of Lindell's phone in connection with an investigation into a breach of Colorado voting systems after
right.
the 2020 election.
Damn!
Lindell has not been charged with anything. Judge is a Trump appointee.
No.
Based in St. Paul,
right.
Minnesota, also denied an effort by Lindell to access the affidavit justifying the seizure.
Right. Jeez. Wait, Lindell can't even see the affidavit?
No, not yet.
Why not?
Because it might hurt the investigation. It's the same thing Trump's trying to do. I want the names unredacted of everything, everybody.
Do you think that they're like, should we go get the phone while he's at Hardee's? No. Well,
they probably
sure.
had somebody following him, obviously.
He's at Hardee's. Should I grab the
they
phone?
They were like, yeah, hey.
Yeah, they get me a meat mountain and get extra horsey sauce.
The judge described the affidavit as extensive, over 80 pages, saying it included identities of confidential informants and cooperating witnesses.
Right.
As well as details of recorded communications. So they don't want any of their... They don't want them to know who's being spied on.
Right. Yes.
And who's ratted on them.
And also, I don't understand Mike Lindell's thinking here. Dude, they didn't request your phone. They came and they took it from you. Why in the fuck would they...
Well, he's requesting it back.
But why are they going to give it back to him? Why? I mean, if they went to that trouble to take it from you, it's not... Oh, yeah, here you go, buddy. No biggie. Jeez.
So the judge wrote a 36-page order that said premature disclosure of these materials would significantly undermine the government's ongoing criminal investigation.
36 pages to say, hey, Mike, go fuck yourself. We can't give you your phone back. You're insane.
Lindell disclosed the seizure of his phone shortly after it occurred, confirming that agents had confronted him at a Hardee's drive-thru in Mankato, Minnesota.
What the heck? That must have been so... Was he at the window ordering? And then all of a sudden, the cars
are... We don't have those details.
He's like, what the heck? Oh, I'm just trying to get a meat mountain. Hardee's is one
he
of
alleges,
the...
Lindell alleges the seizure violated constitutional rights. That's bullshit.
I think Meat Mountain is Arby's.
And that he says he's entitled to review the FBI's justification.
Oh, yes. You don't know what you're entitled to, you wacko. Hey, give me one. Give me a pillow with a Bible in it. Do you still have those?
He also, the judge rejected Lindell's claim he had been harmed by losing access to his cell phone. Noting that Lindell had confirmed he backed up all of his data to the iCloud account just days before the seizure.
Right. Okay.
As you remember, Lindell was squealing about how it's got everything on there. I don't do anything. I do everything on my phone.
That's why they're taking it. You need a bunch of weird, fucked up shit.
The pillow empire is going to collapse.
Oh,
because
my God.
Mike doesn't have his...
I don't have my Samsung wireless.
Let's see. In a footnote.
We're going to get his order. What he ordered. Good.
The judge also appeared to offer a veiled brushback to a judge's decision in another high-profile search.
Yeah.
He took a kind of a vague shot at Cannon, Eileen Cannon, her bullshit.
No, oh, okay. Oh, yeah. She was the one with the special master, correct?
Yeah, the lifetime appointee, yes. That Trump put in there. Got what he paid for this time.
Oh, yeah.
That one time, though.
Right.
A lot of these judges aren't playing ball.
Can I talk about the genius of Hardee's just for 2 seconds? Is you know why their food works? It's because those sandwiches, they're all these roast beef sandwiches. And they keep them in a steamer. So you can pre-make more of them and crank them out. People love these fucking things. It's just funny that he was at a Hardee's because it's like the grossest restaurant. It's worse than Crystal. Like, there's White Castle, and then White Castle's nasty.
But I've had Crystal here, and that's pretty good.
You like that? You think that's better than White Castle?
No, but okay. I grew up with White Castle.
Right.
But it's not a bad substitute.
Have you ever been to Hardee's?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. My baseball team when I was a kid, that's our sponsor. We were the Hardee's Reds.
Oh. Did you get free Hardee's?
I don't know.
It's not Arby's.
I think Arby's is Meat Mountain, actually.
Yeah, Arby's is Meat Mountain.
Right. I think Arby's might be considered superior by some. Who knows?
Wasn't Arby's what Jon Stewart decided to go after all those, for some reason, all those years used to make fun of Arby's?
Because it's like, it's a weird
process. Same sliced kind of meat. Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's all natural.
I'm sure.
They shave it right off the cow.
I'm sure. Free roaming cows.
You can pick your cow.
Are humanely destroyed. Yeah. Oh, like from a big aquarium?
Yeah. Just like the lobsters. Pick the cow. Come here. Shave a little off that one. I'm going to have a sandwich.
So sad news for Mike. He's not getting his phone back yet.
Sorry, Mike. We're going to have to keep that phone, buddy. I mean, we seized it, you know, we seized it. So we actually needed it.
Poor Mike.
God damn this dumb fuck. That's like if you robbed a bank and you're like, can I get the money back though that I robbed? I mean, not really the same.
We've got, what is this? I didn't know this was happening. Feud with Donald Trump Jr. and Tucker Carlson that could swing the House GOP whip race.
What the fuck? What?
This is over at Politico. I just saw this.
They don't get along?
On the side here.
God, these maggots. I tell you what. They are the biggest assholes. These people can't get along with each other.
I think they're not... it's this guy against those two. It's not. I thought it was those two against each other. I thought I thought Trump Jr. and Tucker were fighting each other, but no, the two of them are having some more words with this guy.
Oh,
but it may end up with him losing.
Who is the guy?
I have to read this. Tom Emmer. Some GOP lawmakers believe Emmer's running with the pair of MAGA players. May end up helping him secure one of the most powerful posts in the next Congress. I guess he's already a congressman. The saga began a few weeks ago when the Daily Beast posted a story quoting an anonymous Republican invoking 25-year-old Buckley Carlson, the son of the Fox News host.
Yes.
And an aide to Representative Jim Banks of Indiana.
Oh, my God. Boy. Little Jimmy Banks, everybody.
Buckley Carlson.
Buckley Carlson.
Emmer and Banks are battling to become the GOP whip if Republicans win the House. Oh, so this is infighting between two scumbag Republicans.
Yes.
Who want to hire...
is role. Emmer's a maggot?
Probably.
Yeah.
The anonymous Republican suggested that Banks hired Buckley Carlson as communications director to bolster himself with the, quote, establishment. While the quote had no clear connection to Emmer, allies of Banks, including Tucker Carlson and Trump Jr., accused the House GOP campaign chief of authorizing his camp to go after the young aide. So they're saying this guy went after Tucker's kid. Get him.
Jesus.
How dare he?
But Emmers is a maggot.
Sure.
Well, guys, who gives a shit about...
I mean, they're all scumbag Republicans.
Who cares about Tucker's dumb fucking kid? Can't y'all get along and just unite to just destroy the whole fucking planet?
So that would be the... If the Republicans get the House.
Oh, God. Please vote blue.
That would be the number three post of whip.
Perfect.
They're fighting each other for. Who gives a fuck?
I know. Who cares about Tucker's dumb son? Don Jr. How do you have time to give a shit about that?
Buckley? Is it named after William F. Buckley, who would loathe Tucker Carlson and his misinformation, his goose-stepping bullshittery, his incel fuckery that he spews on that late-night show he
was. You know, Tucker used to be, he was always like a fucknut, right? And an asshole.
And an opportunist twat, yeah.
Right, but he had that bow tie.
Sure.
And I think he would try to pretend like he was sort of smart, right? Mm-hmm. One of the smart Republicans. And then he's like, hey, look at this nut tanner. Look at this machine that'll tan your balls. Whatever the fuck that is.
Did you see that Elon is crying on Twitter?
No, I didn't see that. He's
all
asshole.
The advertisers are leaving because of a concerted effort by special interest groups. It's the woke left mob coming after him, Ryan.
Yeah, sorry. I like imagine the people of Old Spice. Maybe they don't want to run their ads next to some swastika and some fucking weird neo-Nazi post, right?
Here, Twitter had a massive drop in revenue due to activist groups pressuring advertisers, even though nothing has changed with content moderation, and we did everything we could to appease the activists. Extremely messed up! Exclamation point. They're trying to destroy free speech in America. Has nothing to do with the private platform,
they don't wanna,
moron.
They don't want to advertise on your shit site because you're an asshole. That's what's happening.
You literally retweeted that Paul Pelosi had a gay lover that bashed him in the head with the hammer, and then you wonder why advertisers are like, we're going to back off for a while until we see what kind of a hellscape this turns into.
You know, the way they are talking about this Paul Pelosi thing is so gross, and yet here they are showing us who they are again. You see, that old man got beat with a hammer. That's fucking horrible. Full stop. It was horrible. It was quit spreading fake news about it. It's gross.
Let's see. We've got other news. Look at they're coming up on the top of the hour here on this Faithless Friday.
You know, and I was reading about this guy's injury, and he's an old man. He's got to recover from getting beaten with a fucking hammer by these people. And there were Republicans that made fun of him.
We've got, speaking of Trump, we've got a couple of truths, maybe.
Oh, shit.
Trump again lashed out at the New York judge.
Okay.
Who's overseeing the fraud case brought by the state's attorney general.
Right.
Manhattan Judge Arthur Engoron ordered an independent monitor to oversee the Trump Organization's financial statements. Did you see this?
No. They're like, oh, yes.
Because
yes.
Remember, he created Trump Organization 2?
Right.
Wink, wink, wink. And was like shuffling assets over so that they couldn't go after.
Yeah. And they're like, hey, stop.
They're like, we see you.
Wait a second.
We see this.
Now we got to have a guy watching you.
They're just not bright.
Right.
And so now, yeah, they've got a daddy.
Yeah.
To oversee everything, but prohibiting the family-owned company from transferring non-cash assets without notifying the court and Attorney General Letitia James's office.
So, like, let's say, does that mean that, say, Trump wants to sell a boat, he's got to tell this guy?
Yes, anything. Non-cash.
Wow. This has got to really bother him. He must be so pissed off.
Poor example.
Oh, man.
Let me see. This is... Oh, okay. I don't know what's going on here. God, there's so many.
Is this from this recent rally he did yesterday or something?
Oh, he's got a lot of his own clips on here.
From yeah.
Yesterday's rally for the day, whenever the Sioux City, Iowa.
God.
Let's see what one of the clips that he likes.
Yes.
That he put on Truth Social.
This September set yet another all-time record high in illegal border crossings with 250,000 illegal alien migrants trespassing. What? They came.
Alien.
250,000 illegal.
Illegal alien.
If you're going to go public speaking is performance. It's a performance. If you're going to go out and do that, you need to consider a warm-up, a vocal warm-up, okay?
You'll find this hard to believe, Ryan.
Yes.
But in Sioux City, Iowa, I don't think they could find one black person to pay to stand behind him.
Nice!
I don't see one.
Right. Is
Sioux
Iowa...
Sioux City, Iowa. Hmm.
Woo, I think they're full of Proud Boys and Oath Keepers.
Alien migrants trespassing. They came. They just trespassed right across our border. In 1 month, we've never had numbers like this, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. We set every record during the summer, and that's very hot. They really come in.
A little slurry.
No. We set every record this summer. It's very hot. He got confused.
Does he sound slurry? Or is it me?
I think for a second he started talking about the weather. Do you know what I mean? And then
here's another clip.
He didn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Here's a different clip.
So Tuesday, you have to crush the communists and go out to the ballot box. And, you know, I used to say socialism, right? They've skipped over socialism. The socialism is just, that was just a little way station. Right, Jeff?
Way station.
What does that mean?
Way station.
Way station.
They've gone much further than that. This is terrible. What's happening is terrible. We got to stop it. For six...
Grandpa didn't take enough Adderall to offset the Xanax.
Does he sound tired or is he... He's not drunk.
Here's another clip that he put up.
I see all those incredible people back there. Are they allowed to move up here in front of the fake news? I mean, there's thousands of people. Can they be allowed? Come on.
In other words,
jeez,
it's sparsely.
Oh, no one's
there. He sees empty seats in front of him.
He just doesn't seem awake. He doesn't seem with it.
Farmers for Trump is the big group standing behind him. Yeah. All they have green hats that say Farmers for Trump.
Spreaders. How many people are vaccinated at this thing?
Okay, so that's him. Here's the last clip he posted. That's the QAnon music.
I'll play it again.
But now we are a nation in decline.
Nation.
We are a failing nation. We are a nation that has the highest inflation in 50 years.
God.
John Kennedy Jr. is coming back.
You know, the thing is, I don't think they're allowed to play Macho Man anymore.
You're
the only
all sucking adrenochrome.
This is the only song they're allowed to play. Right?
And where the stock market finished the worst first half of the year since 1872.
Net Nancy Pelosi's husband's gay.
Well, who composed this shit and why is it cute? What is this song is interesting. Where did it come from? Who wrote
some it? Some lunatic put out some video, some QAnon thing, and it's some music, some song.
Yeah.
Now, for some reason, they've adopted it, and now they're doing it on purpose. Like, he's right. Like, fuck you, I'm going to play this. But it's not exactly rallying this crowd.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a lot of people that are probably nodding off in their scooters and wheelchairs.
Is it just sheer terror now? We don't want to have any more fun moments like we had with the Macho Man and all the other shit.
And North Korea in check.
Career.
They weren't going to do a thing against
North Korea.
Play it again, please.
We are a nation that is allowing Iran to build a massive nuclear weapon and China to use the trillions of dollars it has taken from us to build a military to rival our own. And just 2 years ago, we had Iran, China, Russia, and North Korea in check. They weren't going to do a thing against us, and everyone knows us.
Yeah, everyone knows us.
God, wake up, motherfucker! Hey, take some ginseng!
What a horrible... Okay,
God,
anyway.
Damn, he is stunning... Are they playing that? They play the QAnon music live while he reads through his horrible copy.
Yeah.
Holy fuck! This
and
is
it even
weird.
Sucks the energy out of him. He's not.
It seems so. This is super culty. This seems Jesus-y, doesn't it? Doesn't this seem like church? What's the difference?
It ain't exactly firing this crowd up.
No. Well, are you gonna fire him up and kill him or something? I mean,
So he tweeted, or Truth, last night.
Is that music canned or is there an orchestra?
It's canned.
Okay.
It's Three Doors Down.
They're like, Three Doors Down. It's like, now we got to cover that QAnon shit. Ugh.
So he's upset about this daddy that's been appointed to watch his
daddy.
Every move because they think he's going to try to hide assets.
Right.
Or let's put it this way. They know he will try to hide assets.
Yes, yes.
A radical left lunatic judge. One of his own appointees.
Oh, my God, Trump. You gave him the judge. He doesn't remember. That's how little he gave a shit about those judge appointments.
A radical left lunatic judge in New York City. Who controls a newspaper dedicated largely to defaming me.
Do you think...
Who is appointed? I'm sure that's not true. Yeah.
Do you think Biden remembers the people he's appointed judgeships to?
Oh, maybe he didn't appoint this one.
Do you think Obama remembers who he's appointed?
Some of them, probably, but they do hundreds, so I mean, how would you...
I would think they would.
Maybe the other judge is the one, but this judge...
He doesn't.
I thought it was a Trump.
Well, Trump wouldn't know. I don't think he would even remember any of them. The only judge he knows is that judge who is, I think, was Latino, and he got mad. He said he should be recused.
Right.
For some fuck.
Because
than,
he was Latino. It was right. A Trump judge that ruled against Mike Lindell. That's where I'm getting confused.
How did that happen?
This judge is not a Trump
appointee.
Radical left lunatic judge in New York City who controls a newspaper dedicated largely to defaming me and who was appointed and is controlled by my worst political enemies and whose purpose is to just do preliminary motions and preparatory work on a case brought by the corrupt and highly partisan Attorney General of New York State prior to being routine. You know, I would say this wasn't him, but there's no period in this.
Yes.
This is one sentence.
Right.
Prior to being routinely sent to the commercial division of the Supreme Court. What? Is refusing to let go of the case. He's a partisan disaster, a rigged and corrupt system! Exclamation point.
You're right, though. The system is rigged and corrupt, but it's rigged and corrupt for people like you. You know what I mean?
And then he must have slept for a couple hours because that was 17 hours ago. Then 11 hours ago, which is 6 in the morning.
Okay.
Our time.
He's watching Fox and Friends.
So 7 a.m. Eastern.
Yes.
He 1 a.m. was when he posted the last one I read.
9!
7 a.m. he posts ... So he's not done.
Right.
... The New York State court system is being ridiculed all over the world! Exclamation point. You have a corrupt, racist
Oh.
Racist.
Wait. I thought that would be a compliment for... He would like that. Oh, did you hear that? Judge is a corrupt racist. I love it.
It's Letitia James.
Oh, Letitia James is a corrupt
who's
racist.
Who's black, so guess who she's racist against?
White people. She hates white people. United Shush.
You have a corrupt racist week on crime, Attorney General Letitia Peekaboo James, which I still don't understand where that's from.
I feel my diaper.
It's got to be racist. I don't know where it's from.
Somebody needs to change this guy.
Who campaigned on, quote, I will get Trump, even though she knew nothing about me.
That's a great, hey, listen, more people should campaign on that. I will vote for them.
They're elected and reelected.
I love that.
Then you have a highly political, biased judge who's totally controlled by my worst enemies. His rulings and manner are sick. All caps. He gave his quick hearing and ridiculous decision right before midterms. A no-no! Exclamation point.
What? A no? Oh, a no-no.
He's worse than Peekaboo and a real, quote, Trump hater.
I listen, that Peekaboo thing has got to be fucked up. That's his thing? Or is that her name? Or
that's not...
He's
calling her Peekaboo for some reason.
There's racism in that.
I don't know the...
I'm sure
it
is.
The origins of that, but right. It's got to be.
Got to be racist. God.
The entire human rights team has just been fired from Twitter. thank you on the Twitter at Shaman Nipples. Still one of my favorite
Shaman Nipples
handles. If quality control isn't important in one business, one has to wonder about the others. Yeah, right.
They can't afford it. He can't afford it because he...
The human rights team.
No, but listen.
Did you see what he did? They sent out two different emails this morning.
Yes, yeah.
To all the employees. And the headline or the subject was the same. Your role at Twitter.
Right.
If you got one on your work account.
Yes.
You keep your job.
Right.
If not, your work account's gone. And you got the email.
On your alternate.
On a private account.
Because they wanted to get rid of people's email access right away. Mm-hmm. That is a nightmare. You know, there
wasn't fast enough. I think somebody on the way out flagged Elon's account for a few minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it sucks, man. It's like he's laying all these people off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a dick. He's a fucking dick, man. I mean, and isn't it scary that somebody like that makes, like, spaceships and some military shit?
Well, yeah, but he's crazy. He's a megalomaniac.
Is he going to build an Iron Man suit and then give it to some mercenary to fly around and fuck everybody up? I mean, I don't know. Is he building an evil Batman?
Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us.
Yay. Et cetera,
and buying shit through the old link at Amazon helps us out.
Thank you.
The New York judge. That's funny.
Yeah, that is.
Radical. Also in L News.
Yes.
Oh, I did that story about the shocker poll that
right.
Most people think there's going to be violence.
Nobody wants political violence.
Everybody's any violence.
Hey, that firebombing at a donut place. Jeez.
Wanting people to be poll watchers.
Oh, oops.
Poll watchers. Stop it, perv. Quit watching the poll.
There was a guy on CNN. He was interviewed. And it's another maggot. But this guy is actually a precinct committee man. Republican Party precinct committee man.
Okay.
John Child. Was on CNN.
Yes.
And the reporter, L. Reeve is her name, shot him down.
Okay.
By literally Googling something he said. She said, that's not true.
It's fact checking in real time.
In the middle of the interview.
Wow.
And he crumbled, of
right,
course.
Right. Lovely.
During the interview, He says his job as a poll watcher to look for suspicious activity around mail-in ballots.
Okay.
Which he says were the cause of fraud.
Right.
During the 2020 election. So he says it was stolen.
And he's a committeeman.
Precinct, yeah.
A precinct committee person. Or something.
He said, quote, in Pennsylvania, there were 1.8 million mail-in ballots that went out. 2.5 million came back. That's a hello question, maybe? At which point she says, are you sure about that?
Boo, he ain't sure about shit.
Yeah, look it up, sure.
Okay, I did.
She says, can we Google it? And she pulls out her phone. At this point, he started to stammer, it says.
Well, beep, 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 beep.
Let me see if I can find the actual. I've got the it's not queued up.
They are stupid. They are stupid and don't know anything. And the facts are not right.
But I guess one reason why it's important to talk to people like you is to crazy.
Well, sure you are.
I didn't have watched like many of these different presentations. Steve Bannon, like.
Okay, I can't find the exact point, but that's her talking to that to that guy.
And she ends up owning this person because she just Googled his quote unquote facts.
Oh no. Accept it.
Yeah.
Have to accept it. What else are you gonna do?
So he does actually accept the evidence that she finally presents him.
What else are you going to do? That's what he says.
Which is amazing, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That he even says that.
Where there could be reconciliation.
Yeah, go back to same-day voting and paper ballots.
We get these comments.
It's so stupid.
No, don't go back to anything. Because the last election we had, there was no fraud. And the fraud that was there was on the Republican side.
Right.
People doing fraud to vote extra Republicans.
Why should we go back to hand counting the gazillions of paper ballots when we don't have to, when there has been no problems.
Right. It went well last time, despite you lunatics.
Mail-in ballots went out. 2.5 million come back. There's a...
Here it is.
Hello? A question, maybe?
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, look it up. Sure.
Can we Google it?
Google, I wouldn't... Yeah, you...
Google,
oh
I wouldn't.
My God.
Google, I wouldn't. Yeah. He was about to say, I wouldn't trust Google. You know where he's going. It's run by Jews.
Oh, they're Google, all going that way.
Yeah. You
don't trust.
It's everywhere.
Okay, so the first result is from the AP.
There you go.
AP's assessment, false. In the weeks before the November 2020 election, more than 3 million Pennsylvania.
He's okay with AP, the Associated Press.
The Associated Press.
Because he said, there you go. There you go.
Right, okay.
And she says, false.
Before the November 2020 election, more than 3 million Pennsylvania voters requested vote by mail. We met John at a poll watcher training put on by Delaware County conservatives.
Yeah, and this is
holy
terrifying.
Shit.
This, I read the story. They go on. At one point, he says he still won't back off
right
of his claim, even after he says, okay, well, maybe the mail-in ballot thing part, the one thing I said was wrong.
Right.
He won't back off.
But that's their main
but
point.
But he presented her with materials that he was given at this poll watcher training session from the fucking Republicans.
Shit.
He said, my head was spinning by the end of it. It's a rabbit hole. And that's exactly it. He said, I used to think I'd just walk up and hand in my ballot, but you'll never guess all the things that happen to your ballot after you put it in that box. It flies to Iran, then to China, where Xi rubs his asshole with it.
So these poll watchers go to these places, get even more radicalized, maybe the ones that might be on the fence.
This is their training.
This is their training, but it's who sanctions this training?
The GOP is, you get X number of poll watchers, and now the training that's coming from the Republicans is crazy shit like this.
They see
and
that,
it's going to throw the
it's
going to
fuck everything
everywhere
up.
In chaos, because Republicans are going to be challenging every single vote that they think
yes
might not be for their guy
well,
or gal.
Maddow put it like this. The Republicans scream, oh, there's so much election fraud. There's no election fraud. So then they do things to fuck up the electoral process. And they're like, oh, my God, it's fucked right. up.
That's what they do with everything.
You fucked it up, right. though.
Look at the post office. They've yeah. hated the post office.
The joy.
And decades ago, they passed that ridiculous thing where the post office has to fund its pension fund
no,
75 years in advance, which nowhere ever any company, any government in history
yes.
has ever had to fund anything like that.
It's 2022.
And that was just to kill, to slowly drown the post office
right.
so they could kill it, so that FedEx, UPS, and all their golf buddies
oh,
that are
yeah,
in the shipping
yeah, yeah.
business would be able to make money.
I mean, 75 years... It's 2022. It's 75 years. What is that?
I think the Democrats fixed that.
Oh, did they?
In the whatever version of the Build Back Better that got passed.
Right.
That Manchin allowed to be
passed.
Oh,
thank you, Joe. Boy, let me get my knee pads out. Boy, oh boy. Sucky, sucky. That's what he wants. Joe Manchin wants his nipples tweaked.
So yeah, this guy, you should see that my head was spinning. My head was spinning at what happens in our elections.
Oh, go fuck yourself. Go fucking fuck yourself. Who the fuck believes all this shit anyway? They're really people who are going to be election workers that are ideologues to the point that they believe this fake news bullshit?
Yeah, there were last time. There were ones that tried to just appoint themselves. And that's not counting the ones that are just going to think they can show up like they did the last
See,
election.
The crazy thing.
And declare themselves
right.
poll watchers.
See, the crazy thing was last time was rehearsal. Now they're poll watcher prep or whatever.
Yeah.
Be more effective in a bad way, I guess. Can't you just say these people can't, like, be election workers? If
you can't, they want equal representation okay. on both sides.
Why?
You can't decide who they
that
get to pick and choose.
Doesn't make any sense. Equal representation. That's like saying we are just saying that it's going to be two party. What if it's a different party? Do they not get representation?
Well.
If it's a libertarian, say, no. or a Green Party, they just
no, I guess not. No,
I don't know.
There might be independent. They might have slots for independents.
Doesn't matter. Just vote blue.
I don't remember.
Fucked
I was
up.
I was like one.
Right.
There was one of us in one of each of us at when I was an election judge.
Right. Shit.
There's a story out at Axios.
Yes.
That got a hold of some emails exclusively.
Ooh.
That shows the Trump lawyers.
Yes.
Melting down.
Oh, fuck yes.
It says late on the night of January 6th, as the world reeled from shocking images of the pro-Trump mob ransacking Capitol, conservative activist and Trump legal advisor Cleta Mitchell.
Cleta.
Focused her attention elsewhere. On a crumbling voter fraud lawsuit in Georgia that could open the door to criminal exposure.
Damn.
Axios obtained dozens of previously undisclosed emails.
Okay.
From the time period covering December 30th through January 8th.
Right.
So before and right after.
This is the planning of the big event.
They shed new light on the internal machinations, pressures, and disagreements at the heart of the unprecedented legal battle.
Right.
To keep the defeated president in power. The central question of what then President Trump and his lawyers knew when he signed sworn court documents.
Right.
Attesting to false evidence of voter fraud in Georgia is now under scrutiny.
Right. He shouldn't have done that. They're saying it's illegal what he did.
Right. Two lawyers advising Trump were revealed over the past several weeks to have raised concerns about the president signing the verification. We talked about that. Which carried the penalty of perjury.
Damn.
The new emails show that a third lawyer, Bruce Marks,
okay.
also expressed concerns but was overruled.
Right.
The emails show a new granularity about the role of Mitchell, who since then has collaborated with the Republican Party to build an activist base of election monitors.
Damn.
Many of whom will be out in force in Tuesday's election. This is that Cleta Mitchell asshole.
Right, right.
She's one of the ones they got rid of pretty early.
Yes. In a primary or
no, in the Trump loony sphere. Oh, for some reason in the pissing contest. Oh,
she was in the White House or something?
One of his lawyers.
For some reason
in that whole group.
Right.
Wasn't she the one that was kind of a partner at a respected law firm?
And yes, and she had to quit.
And that they're like, bye bye, get the fuck out of here.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No Nazi lawyers for us, okay?
So now she's running this election monitors.
What the fuck?
Recruiting group.
How did she get that gig?
Because she probably can't get a real lawyer job anymore.
Yeah.
She's disgraced.
Right.
The legal discussions on the night of the 6th about Georgia involved Trump himself and consideration of how to minimize exposure from the botched lawsuit.
Right.
And the attestation. So they knew by that time they had the lawyers like Eastman or whoever who said, maybe we shouldn't do this because it's going to, if these numbers are wrong, we're going to be up on.
Right. The lawyer's going to be in trouble for presenting evidence that's fucking bullshit. Right.
And the president who signed the document.
Yeah.
We'll be in on it.
That's an issue too. Right?
And those voices were fuck you'd.
Yes, because they're like, fuck yourself. Trump's.
Yeah, pussy. We're going to file it anyway.
Okay.
You and your laws.
Shit, man. Meanwhile, he's just banging on that Diet Coke button.
So now these emails are the night of the 6th. All the shit hit the fan.
These are the crazy emails.
And also, they know that they're probably fucked about this lawsuit in Georgia.
Right.
And they may have to try to explain where this shit came
from. Yeah, they're going to get in trouble.
Mitchell wrote in an email.
Yes.
On the night of the 6th to Trump campaign lawyers Justin Clark and Matthew Morgan. I spoke with POTUS and he said, do the best we can.
Okay.
The nation's capital was under citified curfew. The House and Senate had just resumed debating their objections to Biden's electoral college victory.
Oh, wait. Cleta is saying, do the best you can to overturn.
To keep us out of jail. No, this isn't.
Oh. They're done.
They're
packing this shit up. We are not going to jail for this
motherfucker.
They know
they're in trouble at this point.
Oh, I understand.
Here's more of the email. We are trying to protect all concerned. Just wanted to be sure you were in the loop. We will send the letter now.
Get the fuck out. That's what's happening. Pack your shit, eat the documents, burn the evidence.
Last month, a federal judge ordered John Eastman to hand over a batch of emails to the January 6th committee, finding they were, quote, sufficiently related to and in furtherance of a conspiracy to defraud the United States.
Damn. Wow.
Eastman himself precisely predicted in one email, which is the one we read last week, quote, I have no doubt that an aggressive DA or U.S. attorney someplace will go after both the president and his lawyers once all the dust settles on this.
So they're saying you guys are going to be part of this conspiracy.
Yeah.
Shit. And all these people are like, wait, I'm not in it.
Also, it shows they're fighting. These are all ethics and moral free vipers and garbage people
and
forces of evil.
Right.
And they're
Sith Lords.
Put them in a box and they're going to go after each other.
This is Slytherin.
And sure enough, frustrations among the warring factions of outside lawyers clinging to Trump and the dream of a second term.
The fever swamp is pissed.
Bubbled to the surface in the dying. Oh, Jonathan Swan's a good writer. Yeah. Bubbled to the surface in the dying hours of 2020. Cleta Mitchell wrote, she's pissed off at this other group of lawyers.
Right.
I must tell you that Bruce and company are utterly outrageous, she wrote. They've done squat on this new case after saying it was all ready to go. It wasn't. Our Georgia guys have had to do everything. Everything. And all Bruce can do, she wrote everything twice. And all Bruce can do is act like a jerk, demanding to know where the documents are that he was supposed to provide.
Oh, shit.
This is total crap.
Total crap. Email. Well said.
If this was anything other than helping the president, I would tell Bruce to buzz off.
Gosh.
Who the hell are these people? Where is their work product? John Eastman is the only reason I even listened to them. And John is the only one who's done any work. This team, in air quotes, of Bruce's is worthless. All caps. Bruce is worthless. So sick of them. Signed, Cleta Mitchell, Esquire.
That's amazing writing. That it sounds like a play.
They're worthless.
Right. I mean, they know at this point the jig is up. They're fucked.
She was emailing Boris Epstein, who we know is on Trump's team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This lawsuit is one you guys talked us into doing.
Right.
So why don't you have a memorandum of law for us already? So this is...
You talked us into this!
You said that it was legal and that you had legal minds behind it. Show us the evidence.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
They have nothing.
Well, and maybe, you know, maybe a blank a Zoom call of Rudy.
Well,
who's snoring in the background
Rudy,
somewhere.
Didn't Rudy have a bunch of graphs and paper and things that he's trying to show people? Okay, Rudy. Jeez, can we get a little air in here?
This other lawyer responded, Cleta, I'm not going to get into emails with you like this. Please stop.
Cleta. Poor Cleta. Everybody's going to jail, Cleta. I'm so sorry. It's all, you're fucked. Do you think they're fucked? They're fucked.
On December 31st, Marks wrote in an email to Eastman, Epstein, and Kurt Hilbert,
yes,
the Mitchell-aligned attorney who was leading the Georgia lawsuit. Marks wrote he could find no legal requirement for Trump to personally sign a verification of the claims of voter fraud.
Right.
I don't know why we would place this burden on the president in a suit which will receive substantial attention and scrutiny. There was a heated back and forth with another lawyer, explained that a verification was needed to seek equitable relief.
Yes.
In other words, they needed Trump to, he said, we need Trump to sign on to it.
Because Trump, wait, let me understand. So Trump was bringing this lawsuit to overturn
Trump
the election.
Trump is going to be the victim. Yeah. So
yes,
he has to sign on to it at some point.
Right, right.
Otherwise, this other lawyer is saying there'd be no standing.
Right, because he's not, there'd be no.
Trump's the victim. That
yeah, there'd
he's
be
claiming.
No victim.
Right, right,
right. Right.
And third parties can't file for him, which is what happened in a few of those states.
Yeah.
Where Rudy, you know, the
right.
carbon copies that Rudy
yeah,
sent
yeah.
out of all those lawsuits.
Look, because.
They're like, you don't have standing.
Because this is Georgia and they can't do that. Then why did they pick that state?
45 minutes after Marx's objection, Eastman warned that Trump had been made aware that some of the allegations and evidence of voter fraud used in a previous state-level lawsuit were inaccurate.
Pump the brakes, motherfucker!
So that's very important, because now that's Eastman in an email, contemporaneous email,
in a document.
Talking to other people saying, Trump knows these numbers were wrong.
So that means that someone must have told Trump the numbers were wrong.
I don't care.
Is that the conspiracy then?
That's previous knowledge on Trump's.
Who's in the conspiracy? Who do these emails?
All these lawyers we're talking about. Rudy.
Oh, man.
Trump.
Yes.
Meadows.
Shit.
Who the hell knows? Ginny, maybe? That'd be great.
God, I heard something on fucking NPR pissed me off about this. They called Ginny Thomas someone that they made it sound like she was on the periphery of this insurrection shit, and she wasn't sending emails. How many emails did she send out to the Secretary of State?
A bunch of them.
I mean, God, she was in on it, a big part of it. You know, like she was on the sort of, you know, looking into the whole insurrection thing.
A satisfied Mitchell pressed ahead, asked Eastman to get a verification approved by senior White House lawyer Eric Hirschman while she searched for a notary to certify Trump's signature via Zoom. We talked
Who
about that the other day.
Cares?
Like, I wasn't aware that was possible.
Right.
But a separate batch of emails reveals that later that evening, Hirschman told Mitchell and Meadows he was concerned about Trump signing a verification.
Concerned because...
He knew that the numbers were bullshit.
It's lies. And then for Trump to sign that certification, the lawyer has to say, listen, you can sign this because it's real.
It says, none of these warnings, however, stopped the verification from being signed and notarized just hours before midnight on New Year's Eve. That's how Trump spent his New Year's Eve, doing a Zoom call to notarize this ridiculous lawsuit.
This is what was going
Happy
on.
Happy New Year.
Didn't they have a big party at Mar-a-Lago?
Probably,
So he does all this and he wanders out and says, hey, everybody.
A federal judge later cited Eastman's email warning as evidence that Trump, quote, knew that the specific numbers of voter fraud were wrong, but continued to tout those numbers both in court and to the public.
Okay. Do you know how Trump gets out of it? And it's something I've said for years about this guy. He's illiterate. He cannot read those emails.
He doesn't have email.
But in the email,
Eastman said he told Trump.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Trump knew.
Right. He didn't write it down for him. Okay. Because that would have been.
Yeah, that would have ended up in the toilet.
Or in my stomach.
On the night of January 6th, Mitchell penned a frantic email to the Trump campaign lawyers. I've tried to reach both of you and left voicemail messages for each of you. This is on the 6th. What is she expecting? Claiming Georgia officials were threatening to move for sanctions against the Trump legal team.
Damn.
Unless they withdrew those lawsuits.
Right. Yeah, we're going to arrest you unless you fucking do something about these frivolous lawsuits. They gave them a chance to remove them, right?
I tried to reach both of you and left voice messages. As you know, there's an outstanding settlement offer from the defendants in the Georgia state election contest. In the settlement offer received Sunday, counsel for the defendants state that if we would dismiss the election contest, they would provide certain records that we have been requesting.
So they're saying, oh my God, they're negotiating with these terrorists.
We have no idea exactly what records they're considering providing. They also stated in the letter that if we do not dismiss the case, they will move for sanctions against us.
Right.
The potential exposure to the president and the other plaintiffs could be in the millions of dollars. Kelly Loeffler has announced moments ago that she's going to withdraw her objection to the Georgia election.
It's all fucking crumbling. It's crumbling.
Think we should immediately send this letter accepting the settlement offer because we are afraid the defendants will withdraw the settlement offer.
Yes, and then come after your ass. But it's crazy. They brought the lawsuit. And all they're saying, they're just saying, we'll let you look at the documents if you make this go away. So they're giving them what they wanted, right?
But she even knows that she said we should accept this offer. Then we'll be forced to dismiss the case without getting any records whatsoever. So she's like, we better take this. Otherwise, they're going to come after us and sanction us.
Right.
And we won't get the records we were requesting anyway.
It's the only offer is
and
to take this.
And the records don't matter.
Right. They just wanted to stop it because records aren't going to prove what they're looking for.
Right, right. And they wanted to make the suit go away, probably to tone down tensions. We just had our Capitol attack that day. And Georgia's probably saying, okay, look, we'll give you this out. We'll give you whatever data this is. It doesn't matter. But you're dropping this or we're coming after you with sanctions.
How about just come after these motherfuckers? Who the fuck are these people? These are trash. We should have rolled over these motherfuckers.
Please call me immediately. Oh, the acceptance is something of a win. It's a lie. The case would be dismissed without prejudice. It's now 9:30 p.m. on Wednesday, January 6th. Honestly, if I don't hear from either of you in the next 15 minutes, we believe that we should go ahead and send the letter accepting the settlement offer. We would do that to avoid any potential exposure to the plaintiffs of sanctions.
We don't want to go to jail, you assholes. Pick up the fucking phone.
Yeah, please call me immediately.
Yes.
I hate to do this.
ASAP.
But I'm going to say if we don't hear back by 9:45 p.m., we need to go ahead and send the letter. I hope you think that's the right call. Thank you. Fingers crossed, Cleta.
What a day. What a day at the old insurrection office, Cleta, huh? How do you feel about...
sneezing, sorry.
Oh, God bless you. What a fucking mess. The shit has hit the fan. Nothing's going right. We are in the third act of a failed insurrection. That's what this is.
Morgan finally replied within the 15 minutes. Kurt and Cleta, in no way do I have authority to sign off on the decision or this letter.
Wait a second. If they are the people that's going to be sanctioned, I'd be like, go fuck yourself. I'm going to take this offer.
Citing a previous email in which Mitchell specifically asserted that I am in charge of Georgia, Morgan said, why don't you sign off on it?
Yes.
And see if Trump or, and find out if Trump or Meadows agree with your decision.
Right. Oh, they would come after her,
so
right?
So the Trump lawyers, the campaign lawyers are like, hey, I can't make that decision.
Oh, my God.
But bitch, you said you were in charge of Georgia. You make that decision and you can accept the consequences with Trump and Meadows.
These horrible, horrible Nazis are passing the buck. They're like, yes. You do this. Man, that is throwing somebody under the bus.
She
right?
said she had talked to Trump and he said, do what you want.
Do what you want.
Do what you think best.
Wait a second. I thought you were trying to overthrow the country.
But this was the night of the 6th.
Right. So he's trying
to. A little rattled, maybe. Yeah.
They're trying to minimize
damage, didn't go the way he wanted it.
I guess.
Didn't go the way he wanted it.
Really? He didn't like
and
that.
And he was starting to look bad.
Right. He thought that looked bad.
Kemp and Raffensperger ultimately accepted the withdrawal of the lawsuits. But then they said there was never a formal settlement, so they didn't give them the data they wanted.
They didn't, see, you're right. They didn't give a fuck about that.
Quote, Donald Trump voluntarily dismissed this litigation, contending the dismissal is a result of settlement between the parties. It is not. There is no settlement, they said in court.
Damn. Jeez.
They're such scumbags.
They can't even get these lawyers on the phone. It's like the January 6th went down, and then all of a sudden Trump's like, nope, all these people that were helping me, I don't know who the fuck you are. I'm not returning any calls. I'm leaving you out to dry.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I mean.
Let's see.
Do whatever you want. That's like saying, fuck that Georgia legal team that's trying to do some insurrection for me.
One lawyer said that he was forced out of his law firm because he was involved in the call when Trump called Raffensperger to fine me $11,780. And Cleta Mitchell said, that's quite outrageous. But then she abruptly resigned her partnership from the law firm Foley and Lardner after the firm publicly aired concerns about her involvement on the same phone call.
Yes, people don't like to have known insurrectionists on the payroll. It seems fucked up.
Then here's the end. Despite these troubles, she has over the past 18 months redoubled her efforts, establishing herself as a central player in the nationwide network of Trump-allied lawyers and activists, laying the groundwork to monitor and contest future elections. Her project is called the Election Integrity Network.
Nine! Sure.
What do they call it? A think tank. Stocked with former senior Trump administration officials.
The spank tank, everybody. Tank. Election Integrity Council. Please. Give it up for the Nazis, everybody. These are Nazis.
She gave a statement to Axios. Any assertion that we're seeking to overturn future elections is a complete fabrication. There's not a word in any of our materials saying this is about overturning elections.
Wait.
We aren't saying that. We aren't doing that.
That's what you were doing. You were clearly doing that. You might not be. You're not doing it now, but you were. That's gaslighting. We know. Don't say you weren't doing that when you were. Nobody's crazy here.
And I guess some Trump super PAC is giving her a ton of money or something.
So. Oh, perfect. Of course.
There you go.
Shit, man.
We've got a few minutes left here in the big show, this Fateless Friday.
That's clearly a scene of rats jumping ship, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're getting the fuck out of here. Right. Fuck this.
She hung in, though.
You know, the Kraken.
She's still milking the teat.
When is the Kraken coming?
Oh, she is still fucked. Sidney Powell. She's still in troubles.
Yeah.
She's got some pretty significant lawsuits to deal with.
But she said the Kraken was coming, like all this information or something. There's no cracking.
I remember when I was there in the presence of the president and Melania, and I was there and the helicopter was waiting, and he comes over and he fist bumps me. I actually felt the presence of a governmental anointing when he bumped my fist. I remember when I was there in the presence.
Trump? I felt, this is a prophet, Nathan French. I felt the presence of a governmental anointing when Trump fist bumped him.
Hey, at least he didn't rape you. You know what I mean? A governmental anointing. I've never heard that before. Have you heard that before? What is that?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
What do I get it? I mean, when Jeebus anoints you, that means you can't be hurt by anything. Like a snake can't bite you. You can't be burned by fire. But when the government anoints you, what happens? What do I get? Is it better than a Jeebus anointment? Oh, it's more squirting?
I guess, yeah.
Jeez.
I
mean, lay down some plastic, everybody. I'm getting a governmental anointing. Fine.
Also in L News.
Yes.
Let's see. I've got a bunch of preachers saying horrible shit.
Right. Well, that's their thing. Shleg dong di stobe ding dong doobie.
Let's see.
Chickapee, tay in the wind.
There's a story talking about what kind of a big fail Greg Halloween's big book burning was because of the rain.
It rained, that's right. I was so sad. It's like, there's nothing funnier than those people walking around in rain slickers and boots, rain boots, with cans of gasoline, trying to defy science and make shit burn when it's wet. It's just who you are. That to me was a beautiful moment of who you are. It's wet as shit. You're pouring gasoline over things, just trying to burn these books. You dumb shit bags. You can't even help yourself. Holy shit. They're running around with gasoline trying to make shit burn in the rain. It's water. Holy fuck. It's just... oh, man. I don't know. You dumb fucks.
Necklaces. Chalices. Blessed be. Bunch of
this is Greg Locke.
Are they in the coffee shop in his mega church?
He's in a bookstore, I think. There's Halloween and witchcraft stuff.
Shit. Necklaces. Chalices. Blessed be. Bunch of witchcraft nonsense. I'd like to buy everything in this whole store and burn it all in the parking lot. It's ridiculous.
Hey, Greg, it's my store. If you want to buy everything in here, I'll give you a price, and I don't give a fuck. Go burn it. Just give me the money. That's great. Is that
tons of stuff? Oh, then get this, Lear. Here's a section with Ouija board pendants. And guess
he's in Barnes and Noble.
Barnes and Noble. You can't even handle the Satan that lurks in Barnes and Noble. I got some news for you. There's some places you're going to go, they're going to freak you fuck out, man.
Guess what? For all you people that think I'm full of hocus pocus and you bunch of individuals, guess what's right beside the Ouija board section? Dream catchers. Dream catchers.
Oh. Why are you whispering? Whoa.
Checkmate, Greg.
Damn. We got dream catchers.
You've got us.
Why is he whispering?
Why is he
scared? Hey, if you're calling out Satan, then call it out, dude.
He doesn't want to get thrown out. Ooh, so he can get his 2 minutes of TikTok video.
Oh my God, Greg, you're scared of Barnes & Noble security. You can't even stand up to them for Jesus.
How's he going to make up his video?
That's true. But he's whispering.
Well, yeah, he's got to show that the Ouija board is next to the dream catcher.
What else is there?
Dream catchers. Dream catchers. There ain't nothing wrong with dream catchers. Oh, yeah, very much wrong. They invite demons. It's in the witchcraft section. They even believe it. But these naive, lukewarm, skinny jean wearing, limp wristed Christians won't stay.
Skinny Jean, wait, dude. Naive something, skinny Jean, limp-wristed Christian.
Greg,
skinny Jean,
this is Jesus. I will guide you out of the satanic section of Barnes & Noble. But isn't there a Jesus section you can go chill in so you don't freak the fuck out?
They invite demons. It's in the witchcraft section. They even believe it. But these naive, lukewarm, skinny jean wearing, limp-wristed Christians won't stand up to what needs to be stood up to. Check this out. They have whole sections where you can buy sage. It's in the witchcraft section. It's not in the Christian living section. It's not in the cycling and health magazine section. It's in the witchcraft section. Tarot cards.
Living section at Barnes & Noble? There is a Christian living section?
There's probably some kind of Christian section.
You can buy sage there? That's
no, the sage is in the is with the near the occult
section. No, I understand, but it's at Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
God, they aren't leaving one penny on the table. I mean, they sell
craft section. Tarot cards. They even got queer tarot cards. They got it all. Sage everywhere. Burning sage does not cleanse the room. Burning sage brings demons. Check this out. DC. They're targeting our children. DC tarot cards.
DC, like comics? Comic book. Yeah.
Yes, it's all.
They're targeting our children. DC tarot cards. There's Superman right there. But
that's cool, though.
Satan Superman.
I would like that. I don't know. Do they have Marvel tarot cards?
Probably.
That would be cool.
DC tarot cards. This crap is everywhere. Witch manuals galore. How to be a witch. How to cast a spell. There are literally 1,000, 1,500 different books. And then all these candles, astrology, horoscopes. It's all right here. And everybody wants to get mad at Pastor Greg Locke and Global Vision because we believe this nonsense needs to be exposed.
Greg candles? Locke. What's his deal with these candles? I mean, they're just candles, Greg. God,
he really wants to burn everything in Barnes & Noble.
Jesus is up there. Yeah. Jesus is up there. Jesus' assistant is like, you know, Greg Locke's been in that Barnes & Noble for like a half hour filming shit. He's like, I know. I'll get him out of there. Please don't pray anymore. God, it's bizarre.
Too funny. These people are just out of their fucking minds.
Dream catchers and chalices. The chalice was a cup with a pumpkin on it. It's not a chalice. It's just it's stupid. You know what it is, Greg?
It's a mockery of everything. Jesus.
The evality of all that. It's all that shit that you're holding up. At some point, that's going to end up in a porpoise's like cloaca or something. And it's going to, all that shit's going to be in the ocean. That's the satanic part of that, right?
Burning sage.
Yeah. Well, that'll biodegrade. And the candles will biodegrade, I think. But all the other plastic shit, you know.
Good news?
Yes.
This is good news, I guess. The Sana Marin.
Okay.
You may remember her. She is the 36-year-old... Prime Minister of Finland?
Yes, absolutely.
Who was in Trubs.
Right. She
was going out and drinking and partying and maybe making out with a couple chicks and doing a whole bunch of fun stuff.
Yes.
Was fully investigated, Ryan.
Right.
And the Finnish Prime Minister has been cleared of any misconduct.
Is this related to when she went out?
After that video of her partying with friends emerged in the summer.
That was a long time ago. Who gives a shit? Oh, my God, Finland.
Leaked footage showed her dancing with a group of people at a party in August. It wasn't that long ago. Bringing the misconduct investigation to a close, Tomas Pöysti, the justice chancellor, said there was no reason to suspect the prime minister of illegal conduct in the minister's official position or neglect of duty.
You know, like...
They're like, she was on drugs!
Yes, I think this is a... Here's a lesson. Don't be concerned about this. You share a border with Russia, don't you?
The footage...
I mean...
Widely shared on social media drew both praise and criticism, with supporters commending the young leader for combining a private life with a high-profile career, while detractors said she should be focused on issues such as the war in Ukraine.
Right. Well, no, she was. You guys were focusing on the fact that she went out.
She said she was disappointed the footage became public. She said, I spent the evening with friends, partied, pretty wild, yes, danced and sang.
Wow.
She took a drug test, came back negative.
There you go. She did cardio and had some drinks. Because that's exactly what happened.
To allay concerns, because someone could be heard shouting a euphemism for cocaine in the background.
God, what the fuck world do we... There is someone yelling a euphemism for cocaine in the background.
In Finnish.
In Finnish, you wouldn't even know. Dude, if I'm that prime minister, I'm like, we're about to join. Have they joined NATO? Are they in NATO yet? They're thinking about it.
Yeah.
She's more, I guarantee you, you shouldn't care. She's going to go, you're going to, Obama went out and partied, right?
Critics alleged that her consumption of alcohol meant that she was unfit for work.
Can I say something?
And her inappropriate behavior undermined Finland's reputation and security, which is couldn't be further from the truth.
This is sexism.
The rest of the world was like, wow, you guys got a cool prime minister.
If this was a dude, this wouldn't be a fucking story. Right. Nobody'd give a fuck.
How many pictures of Boris
Johnson is during the pandemic, licking and fucking and drinking, and who knows what the fuck was going
and
on
before
with that motherfucker.
How many times was Boris out hoisting one at some event?
Bill Clinton blew it all over a dress in the White House and then put a cigar up someone. She went out for a drink, though. She went out for a drink, I think is the point. She has inside fun parts.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Crazy.
So now she can't go out and have a drink.
Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondak. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy, Olivia Gondak. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
the mayor of Toronto.
Can we?
The third largest city in North America.
You know, I know we don't do interviews typically, but I would like to interview Olivia Gondak.
Oh, I wonder how Olivia's doing.
Check up on Olivia
her
Gondak.
Her only claim to fame is that the mayor of Toronto said he did not say he wanted to eat her pussy.
You know, the great thing about that clip is like, I wanted to eat her pussy. Click, 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 click.
Yeah, and then it cuts off, but you could hear a journalist right at the end of that say, did he just say that?
Hey, we have some follow-ups. That's crazy.
And that was his, oh, by the way.
Kaboom.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Let's see. The investigation into the prime minister, they said they found no neglect or of any specific
this
duty.
This is a waste of time. It's insane. You wouldn't be doing this if it was a dude.
He said that her social activities could be debated in parliament and when people vote. If they don't like the fact that she had drank a little one night and danced and sang with her friends, then they can vote her out of office.
God, I it pisses me off that you're giving...
Thousands of Finnish women posted their own dancing videos in solidarity with the prime minister, claiming she was treated unfairly because she's a woman.
Yes, of course. I don't give a shit. I mean, we just went through a bunch of examples of leaders behaving poorly. She went out and had a fucking drink. JFK was, the Kennedys were parachuting people into the White House for orgies, probably.
A week after one of them drowned somebody. A week after the footage emerged, Ms. Marin was forced to apologize when a separate image of two well-known female influencers kissing topless at her official residence in Helsinki came to light.
That's the free market, baby. That's capitalism.
They were photographed covering their breasts with a Finland sign.
So what? I got
She apologized and agreed it was not appropriate. She said that kind of picture should not have been taken, but otherwise nothing extraordinary happened at the get-together. A couple of her friends took out their tatas and put a sign to make a funny picture for Instagram.
Hey, at least your prime minister didn't have a rally and tell everyone to storm the fucking
capital.
She said
the picture was taken after a music festival at a private party. She and her friends went back to their place, had a sauna, swam, and spent time together at the seaside.
There you go. No insurrection.
So lighten the fuck up,
no
people.
Violence. God, you guys don't know how good you have it with your leaders. We're maniacs.
Oh, shit,
over
we
here.
Gotta get the fuck out of here. Yeah. But there you go.
Right. Good luck, everybody.
Lighten the fuck up, conservatives. Goddamn. Who are the assholes that were like, we've gotta investigate her?
Choke on your meat mountain, Mike.
And I want footage of those breasts. I want every frame to be analyzed.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us. We're back Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app or crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook. RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. I'm so freaking vile.
I'm trying to get us off the air in time. Yeah. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Fuck the Republicans.
PDFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.